This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pennsylvania's Human Services Secretary was before the State Senate Appropriations Committee discussing a wide range of topics that make up the largest chunk of Pennsylvania's budget, including what private equity is doing to health care providers across the Commonwealth. Here's KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elward.
Pennsylvania Human Services Secretary Val Arkush was asked about Governor Josh Shapiro's emphasis on limiting private equity firms acquiring medical systems and hospitals. Arkush says the hedge funds often sell off buildings or property to a real estate investment trust, then lease it back to the hospital.
It's just a playbook that ends in the way that they're all ending, which is at some point the original entity runs out of money. They can't carry that operating cost of having to pay some sort of rent or lease payment, and eventually we are looking at some sort of bankruptcy situation.
Delaware County State Senator Tim Carney noted the funds bank on the reliability of Medicaid and Medicare, then pull profits out of the hospitals without reinvesting in facilities or infrastructure, pointing to a recent incident at Crozier Chester Medical Center.
They literally had a fire in a mechanical room that was directly traced to the fact that they hadn't been doing ongoing maintenance.
Arkush says the hedge funds are essentially pillaging the medical system, noting it's a major problem with nursing care centers as well, and called on the state senate to work with the governor on a solution. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.